Call the December 22nd Plan Commission meeting to order. Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Excused.
Commissioner Leland?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Commissioner Morrow?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Excused.
Commissioner Fowler?
Excused. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we get started, I do want to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year on this two nights before the eve. Hope you all got your shopping done. Also, procedurally, action tonight requires four votes, so the chairman will be voting. Move on to item B1, approval of the minutes. See, we typed these on here incorrectly. Approval of the regular meeting minutes of December the 8th. Any additions or corrections? Is there a motion?
Move approval.
Come on, let's be energetic tonight, guys. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to C1, a public hearing, a continuance of a public hearing, Charlotte's Garden, 52-unit story, two-story multifamily senior independent apartment. Do we need to reread the notice?
No, we don't.
Okay. This has been previously noticed, so I'll open the public hearing portion for the Charlotte's Garden. Is there anyone from the public wishing to speak on the matter? Anyone from the public? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing. Okay, I will reopen the public hearing on Charlotte's Garden.
I haven't closed yet because you didn't quite have it all out of your mouth when I stepped up. I'm hoping that everyone got the information that I'd requested from the constituents in your packets this time, and that there were also comments that we asked the council regarding density and stormwater to be the two remaining issues that I'm aware of. As far as, I know the developer would like the alderman to say, you got 100% my support on this. If I had it my way, I probably would still have it residential. However, that's not where it's going. And I have no major objections, but I have not 100% given a seal on it because I don't know what all the details are left. If the project is done right and everything is put in and followed through on, I don't have any objections that way. There is still concerns about a little bit too much density. We'd like to see it more toward the condos that are on the west. And then there are also the drainage concerns, which I saw some emails from the engineering department on that today that they still had some concerns. So hopefully those can get worked out. The one neighbor had the concern about the stormwater basement placement being on the west side of the driveway versus the east where it is now, so I don't know if that was addressed or can be addressed. And looking for landscaping. So, your consideration to the constituent concerns on that.
Any other citizen wishing to speak? Okay, nobody stood up. Close the citizen comment period. Okay, without objection, we'll move to the business portion of this. Questions for staff on Charlotte's Garden? Commissioner Morrow.
Mr. Dito, could you elaborate a little bit on the fire department's response? Early in the project when they were looking at the their comments?
We included the staff comments. We usually don't do that, but there was discussion at the last meeting, so we included staff comments. In those staff comments were comments from the police chief. He had mentioned these same comments in other prior senior housing projects and assisted living projects. He wants to point out to the Planning Commission and to the Council as well that approving these kinds of projects has an impact on his department in terms of being able to provide services. I called him again to ask for any clarification that he'd want to pass along, and he did say he's not advocating denial of any project, this one included. He's trying to get this information across to the Planning Commission and Council that this has an impact on his ability to provide services, such that maybe sometime in the future, and maybe not the distant future, he would need more staff. He's not asking for denial of this project or any other one. He just wants to make sure everybody's aware of that impact on his department.
Okay. And a follow-up question regarding the some of the comments the other night at Common Council was talking about the density in the area. So can you compare the density of this project versus the density of the adjacent properties? And how is it different? How is it the same?
Sure. Again, in the staff comments, you can see we had a couple comments about that. The original proposal, I think, was 56 units, which would have made it more dense than any development adjacent to this one. They've since lowered it down to 52 units, which would put it at 12.6 units per gross acre. So that's just the total number of acres of the parcel divided by the total number of units. That compares to 13.8 units per acre for the apartments to the east, 8 units per acre for the condo development to the west, and then 10 units per acre for the larger condo development that's further to the west. So staff was asking for something in between those, and the applicant has provided it, although it is closer to the high end of the range, but it is in between. So staff is recommending approval, but we are aware that there has been comments from the alderperson and some staff neighbors to make further changes. We wouldn't necessarily be opposed to that, but we're not recommending it either.
And can you also comment on underground parking? So a lot of parking is actually going to be hidden from sight. Can you compare the ratio of hidden parking to units? And then I guess I haven't asked a question. Do the neighbors, do either one of them have underground or hidden parking?
There's no underground parking that I'm aware of in these adjacent developments. The majority of the parking for this development is underground. The total amount of parking would exceed our UDO requirement by like 26% or something like that. As long as the majority of that parking is underground, staff had no problem with that.
Okay.
So again, from the parking standpoint, they are providing more than they need per our code, but as the majority is underground, we don't have a problem with it.
And just as a general comment, since the last Plan Commission meeting, engineering staff met with the developer and talked with the county and met with discussed drainage from the property. So engineering staff feels much better about the drainage concept. We don't have details yet, but it's the concept is much better. Instead of draining to the east across the neighbor's property, they talked to the county about how to safely get that water to Grobschmidt Park's lake.
Big fat.
So basically, instead of going east, they would find a way to traverse through the woods and actually protect the woodlands where possible. And I'm sure they'll work with the county. So I think that's one of your new stipulations as far as working with the county. So I just want to make that clear.
Yeah. The condition on stormwater management is final approval of a final stormwater plan by the city and the county, and also as part of that, county approval for whatever easements may be required to put any of this on the county property, and county approval of any land disturbing activities that might occur, and just putting the developer or applicant on notice that if those impacts require something like a natural resource special exception, we'll have to do that too.
Okay. I think I'm done.
Anyone else?
Mr. Fuchs, do you have the motions list? Because I don't. Thank you. When you got an order, take it.
We just have a comment on one of the resolutions where there's a one-year limit.
All right, Bob, come on. Name and address, please.
Bob Williams of TDI Associates. We're the architects and engineers for the developer. One of them, I think it was a
amendment. As a copy of it, a stipulation in the resolution of 1 year for the developer has to get occupancy permit. I would like that either extended 2 years for occupancy, or you know, we're just going to take a private year to build this building. And at least we were not looking to like probably the summer construction start at this point with all the summer approvals and stuff. Probably ask for a 1 year to be able to pull the permit.
I'd be more comfortable with the first option, just 2 years to obtain an occupancy permit. But 1 year is standard. There's only been a few exceptions, but there have been a few exceptions over the years to grant more time. There's also been a few instances over the years where they had to come back and ask after the fact for an extension. So we're comfortable 2 years to pull an occupancy permit. We're okay. And again, if that still doesn't work, they always have the ability to come back and ask for a time extension. But it does have to be approved by the council.
I don't see that in special use.
The last, be it further resolved, very second to last.
All right, when we get to that one. Okay, relating to the comprehensive master plan amendment, is there a motion to approve a resolution recommending the adoption of an ordinance?
I have a question. Does that mean 2 years of construction for the residents to be exposed to, or what does that mean when you're adding an extra year on?
It means they have 2 years to construct it and get an occupancy permit.
Right. So does that mean, you know, residents will be listening to 2 years of construction versus 1 year of construction? Is the question.
They'll be. You know, I'm getting a little tired of this.
We expect to be in a 9 to 12 month construction period to build a full facility. We just don't think we're going to start for at least another 6 months from today when you're making the resolution. So we need, you know, 18 months to 24 to get an occupancy.
Can we go back to normal order? Are we okay? Is there a motion to approve a resolution recommending the adoption of an ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the City of Franklin 2025 future land use map for the property located at 3709 West College Avenue from residential use to residential multifamily use pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 66.1004B. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion of motion? All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Please mark the record. The chairman voted in the affirmative. Relative to the rezoning, is there a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone a certain parcel of land from R6 Suburban Single Family Residence District to R8 Multiple Family Residence District for the property at 3709 West College Avenue, roughly 4.1204 acres?
So moved. Second.
Discussion of that motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. By the way, for the record, we closed the public hearing for the special use at the same time we closed the rezoning public hearing. Relative to special use, with the understanding that we do have that modification in time period, is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use to allow for a two-story, 52-unit, multifamily, senior independent living apartment complex development use upon a property located at 3709 West College Avenue, known as Charlotte's Garden, with a change in the conditions being 2 years for occupancy permit. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Seconded.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, that concludes that matter. We move on to Item D. Thanks, guys. A Bridgestone Capital LLC. This is business item. relative to a certified survey map. We discussed this at a public hearing. The lots are at 35th and Putes Road. Mr. Deedle.
This was at the last Plan Commission meeting. It was tabled. Plan Commission was looking for more information about the soils and suitability and development on this property. A memo was prepared by the engineering department. It's included in the packet. I'm sure the city attorney or city engineer, would go into any details. But generally speaking, staff believes that this property is developable. We did add some additional conditions, though, related to that. One being that the soil information be indicated on the face of the certified survey map, and that the suggestion about signage and boulders to identify the boundary of the conservation easement, that the suggestion would make that a recommendation. And then we have a new suggestion about placing another note on the CSM indicating that there are hydric soils, high groundwater, and that that may require special construction or design for buildings, particularly if they're in the state. So again, that last one was only a suggestion. All the conditions from the original staff report would still pertain. And as I mentioned at the last meeting, the applicant does have concerns with two of those conditions, one of them about the public water, and then the other one about the tree line on the west side of the property. Staff suggesting or recommending that tree line be included within the conservation easement. The applicant would prefer not to have it in the conservation easement, but would try to protect it as much as they could without that conservation easement. So again, staff's recommending approval with a number of conditions, those two additional ones, and one of those made clear that the applicant did not agree with two of them, the ones that I just mentioned.
Mr. Deedle, those two conditions that you recommend, those don't impact their ability to construct the project or subdivide the land, do they?
The two new ones or the ones that they object to?
I thought the ones they objected to are the two new ones.
No, two new ones they're okay with.
Okay.
It's just two of the previous ones they still object to.
Which ones?
About public water. We're recommending they get public water. But we understand that they still have the, even though we recommend public water, they still have the ability to go to the Common Council and ask the Common Council not to require public water.
So it's condition six.
And then the second one was protecting the tree line on the west side of the property, part of the conservation easement. And they would prefer not to do it through a conservation easement. They would just try to do it by placement of the building, things like that.
Commission?
Which condition was the second one you listed here on the resolution? Condition number?
Oh, the one relative to the public water is six.
Right. I was asking about the second condition that the developer or the applicant objects to.
That would be eight.
The tree line. Thank you.
Mr. City Engineer.
At the last meeting, a lot of questions about the soil type, so that's why I prepared the memo. We got to the applicant right away because I thought that they wanted to respond to it. I saw my questions. I don't think I saw anything in the packet. My question is, are they okay with the comments in the memo?
Yes. And I should also note, too, that originally the applicants were asking to table this to get even more information on their end regarding this matter. They're comfortable with what you've collected. They agree that staff is recommending that there is a buildable area here, so they're not asking to table anymore. So they are comfortable with your information. They are comfortable with those two new conditions, and they're no longer asking to table. Staff was proposing approval anyway, ignoring their request for table, but now they don't want a table. They want to support staff's recommendation.
Personally, I would leave in the conditions that were in there, the conservation easement and the notation about public water. I think both benefit in the long run the property owner. And as for the two new ones, I agree with those as well. Mr. City Engineer.
The other comment at the last meeting was that they would make a commitment to build the houses themselves. I know you talked to legal staff. I didn't hear the outcome of that discussion.
I'm not comfortable with that commission.
Okay.
Yeah, no. No. Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving a three-lot certified survey map with the two additional conditions stated this evening, that map being a part of southeast one quarter of the southwest one quarter of section 13, township 5 north, range 21 east in the city of Franklin, Milwaukee County, Wisconsin.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of that motion. Seeing none, all those in favor?
Just one question.
Commissioner Leon.
Could you just call out the two new conditions? Are they number 18 and 19, just so I'm clear?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries. Go forth and divide.
Divide.
All right. Move on to item B, D2, Tuckaway Pines Condominium Development, a fourth amendment to their condominium plat, as well as a landscape plan. Mr. Deedle.
Yes. As you noted, the next two items are related. Both of them are for Tuckaway Pines. Both of them were conditions of the special use that was approved earlier this year. In regards to the condominium plan, that was specifically condition number 4 of that special use from earlier this year. And then we're only recommending we are recommending approval with a number of conditions. They were listed in the staff report. Of those conditions, most of them are new, pertaining to the stormwater-related issues. There are a couple repeats from the earlier studies in regards to the recording of the document number 1 and number 5. So essentially what the issue is, it's going to be a really tight squeeze for some of these buildings and that stormwater pond easement. So we have conditions to verify that there's enough room. If one or the other has to change, either the condo plat has to change or the easement has to be changed, and any of those changes will have to be reviewed and approved by the city. So, but we have identified that in a number of conditions. So we're recommending approval with those conditions.
Relative to the condo plat, commissioners, questions for staff? Is there a motion to recommend approval of resolution conditionally approving a condominium plat for the Fourth Amendment addendum to the Tuckaway Pines condominium development at 7556, 7558, 7560 West Tuckaway Pines Circle, that being Building 0, 7550, 52, 54 West Tuckaway Pines Circle, that being Building 1, 7030, 32, 34 West Tuckaway Pines, that being Building 2, 7501, 0305 West Tuckaway Pines, being Building 5, 7543, 45, 47 West Tuckaway Pines, that being Building 10, and 7542, 44, 46 West Tuckaway Pines, that being Building 11. Is there that motion?
So moved.
Second.
You're awfully quiet tonight. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried.
That I didn't see. They're all under resolution.
It was. Okay. We're going to move on to the landscape. Again. The landscape plan for the condominiums. Mr. Deedle.
Similar to the last one, this is a condition of the original or earlier special use. It was actually condition number 9 of that special use. We're recommending approval. They did provide an updated plan recently. I believe it's in the package. So now that they're just short one shade tree, and it's my understanding they agreed to add that to the plan. So we're recommending approval.
Commissioners, is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution approving a landscape plan for construction of 6 two-unit buildings within the Tuckaway Pines condominium development at all of those addresses we've talked about so many times before?
So moved.
Seconded.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to D3, a temporary use for Whitnall Youth Baseball at Garden Plaza Shopping Center, 6542 South Lovers Lane. Mr. Deedle.
Same request as last year, same space, same time frames. The only difference, and we noted in the staff report, is that the bounce zone, I believe, or the business next door, is going to take over this tenant space as well. But they're going to need to make some interior changes to make it suitable for their use. And they probably won't get to doing that until after these guys' term is up. But they couldn't guarantee it, so we made sure that all parties were aware, and the applicant now is aware that if the existing adjacent business needs this space earlier, these guys will have to move out.
Questions? So,
otherwise, we're recommending approval.
Is there a motion to approve a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of temporary use for an indoor physical fitness practice facility use for a property located 6542 South Lovers Lane?
So moved.
Seconded.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Merry Christmas.